back again, another session, another episode. We actually have an episode. Well, we have a bunch of episodes in the
archive.
Well, not a bunch, but we got some in the archive that may or may not come out, depending on. I don't know.
We'll have to put like a tag on it or something, so it doesn't throw people off if you're listening and you like that chronological feel.
Shit, fuck the chronological order. It's like the content's a little bit different.
Yeah.
The production's a little bit different. But we working with we got another party
different setup.
Yeah, got different setup. I mean, we got some people we working with, so we try and figure it out. We'll see.
Yeah.
But yep, and this could be the first time we're on YouTube, right?
Uh-huh. This is potentially if it makes the cut.
If not, it's null and void, though. Yeah, you won't even know that we're having this conversation.
Yeah,
but they'll hear it.
If it doesn't make it, then they'll be like, damn, we heard y'all. Y'all didn't say nothing.
You're going to hear it and maybe
we'll
see
chop
it.
Up some clips Pause. Of it. Worst case. Wow.
Pause.
So worst case scenario, we'll just chop up some clips like, hey, we've been goofing off in the background on some breaking the fourth wall, if you will. It's fun to break the fourth wall every once in a while.
I mean, you're the one that's going to be responsible for repairing it.
Damn.
Depending on how crazy you go on that fourth wall. I'm going to tell you, damn, that's crazy because we started this out saying we weren't necessarily going to do an episode.
And clearly went straight in episode mode.
Went straight in episode mode. We're professionals. We can shift back into Lucy mode, whatever. But I'm going to tell you what's been bothering me. And I don't know if I might have mentioned this on the last podcast. It's been a lot of... I feel like it's been a lot of people just talking crazy. Like, talking crazy, lying, false narratives. And...
That plays into what's been going on in the music. So I like how we can.
And I'm gonna tell you the illest shit that it's like flat out lies. Like I got thick skin, so to speak, like people say. So I'll be letting that shit slide. I don't really address nothing. But the one thing that really, really hurt me recently.
Speak on
somebody
it.
Somebody said, I don't even got Lacoste like that.
Mm.
And I was like, now they just.
Damn.
I say, now they just talking. They said, and like, yo, that shit hurt my family. They say, you don't got Lacoste like that. I say, all right, man. I say, now I know I'm not bugging. Now. I know people they'll just say anything. And they are really.
You'll just say anything just to say it.
They'll dig deep to really try to hurt you. Because I've been having Lacoste like for a long time. All types of Lacoste. Like, so much so that I had a freestyle from like, that shit might have been like 06. And I said, I'm rocking this shit called Lacoste, and you'll be mad because you don't know what it costs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, just a bar. Like, and that's 06. Just give it to him. So here we are, 2024.
So I've been on this.
That's 18 years later. Like,
18 years
my Lacoste is legal right now. Like, my Lacoste talk is legal. And that's just on paper, like the bar. I've been rocking it before then, but that's just.
That's before I even.
Yeah. So
I was more of a polo guy.
I know.
That used to be the twist though.
I know.
You used to play Lacoste guy, and I was
so I'm rocking Gators and shit.
Damn, that's
but
crazy.
It is what it is, man. All that to say is, I have a saying. I haven't been saying it, but I've been saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let that go over your head. I don't let people don't tell me about me. What that means is. You can't tell me shit about myself I don't know about myself.
That's fair.
Because I'm already so introspective. I'm already thinking about, you know what I mean? All the shit I be doing, how I be doing it.
Don't that lead to some form of, you're not open to criticism? Or
I'm not you, though.
Above reproach or whatever that
I'm
case is?
I'm not you. I'm not above reproach. Because if you tell me some shit about me I know, I'm like, all right, cool. But I'm not going to let you tell me anything about me.
Yeah, but it might be something they're telling you about you that you don't see because you're you.
Nah, I'm me. So I'm saying within being me and the person that I am, I've already investigated all that shit. Like, I'm not you. Like, I'm not y'all. Like, I'm different. So I know my flaws and all. Like, and I'll cop out to that shit.
But then that leads to, if you know everything, if you notice there's a flaw, why you do it?
Because I be fucking up. Simple.
No, don't fuck up. You can't say you know you fucking up and then fuck up.
Yeah, I'm not perfect. I didn't say I'm perfect. I just said I know the shit that I be doing. So when I get called out on something, I'm like, oh yeah, all right, I might have did that. That's crazy. But I'm not going to let you tell me some shit I know I'm not doing and then be like, yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry.
But that's what I'm saying. You may be doing something that you don't know you're doing until you're doing it.
I'm telling you, I'm not, though.
Nah, you can't do that. That's not how the game work.
That's not how the game work, but I'm not playing the game. I'm in real life. I'm in real life mode.
That's not how life works.
So let me check you on this.
Okay.
So everything people say you do, or you've done?
Nah.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. Don't tell me about some shit I'm not doing. I'm not going to accept it like that. I'm going to listen to you.
But I've done something and didn't know I was doing it.
All right. That's cool.
But if you'd have asked me in that moment, like, yo, did you know you was doing this? I'd be like, nah.
But the point
is... And I would never do that. I would never do no shit like that. But then when it was presented to me as, here's why I believe you did this, I was like, oh, okay. I can understand how it would be perceived that way. That wasn't my intention, but at that point, it's out of my hands because I did it already.
But you're saying you did it in that moment. You did do what they said. Okay, so that's different than what I'm saying.
But you're saying, don't tell you what you do because you're already aware of it.
No, don't tell me I'm doing some shit that I'm not doing because I'm aware of what I'm doing. Maybe not in that specific moment, but you're more than likely not even going to address me in the moment. I'm talking about on some, yo, I've been sitting back and watching you, and you do this, this, that, and the third. No, I don't.
I mean, if they see what they... that's tough. That's tough. I see what you're saying, but...
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You're still opening the door for interpretation.
But that's what I'm trying to... That's what I'm clearing up right now. What that interpretation is. I'm not saying that you can't come to me and say, oh, you're doing this. I'm like, oh, no, I never did. I'm not doing that shit. I'm saying I'm not going to let you tell me some random shit, i.e. you don't wear Lacoste or you don't have Lacoste. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Oh, no.
Or I never saw some shit that that's way.
Provable. Yeah, no, you're not doing that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, so don't tell me about me.
Yeah. Don't tell me. Yeah, that's like, yeah, that's fair.
You bugging.
But they may not know. But that's on them.
But that's the point. How you tell me about some shit you don't know? You tell me about some shit you don't know about me, and I know me. Come on, bro. Again, and that's going to get framed, like you said, as you not open to criticism. You not,
but
you above reproach.
The person who said it may not have seen you in Lacoste. Is that fair? Is that fair to say they?
That's fair, but why are you speaking on Lacoste? Don't speak on Lacoste. You gotta ask me. Do you wear Lacoste? Do you have Lacoste? You don't come out and say you don't got no Lacoste. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, we may have to blurt some of this out for a sponsorship from at this point.
We trying to get a Lacoste sponsorship. Oh, but we...
They have a nice...
My boy say he was wearing the podcast tee, as you see.
That is not...
That's not a podcast tee. I got a podcast tee on, because I support the brand. I'm supporting the movement.
That's nasty that you would... See? Now, here you go. Look at you. You're doing exactly what you said. No, got him.
No, that's not it. No.
In the moment, what
this
happened?
This is the fact. Didn't you say, yo, I'm always rocking a podcast tee on the pod?
Yeah.
We on the pod. Where the fuck is your tee? That's not my line. Yo got me so. I wasn't even wearing no podcast tee.
You know what? That is true.
Okay. Speak on it. And. Kind of showed up in a regular shirt.
Nah. Here's why. Because I had gray.
Yeah.
I originally had the gray. Actually, I just left. The gray is the crib. Yep. I fucked up.
Yeah, and I told him, yo, all I got is the gray, whoop-de-whoop. But then I hit
that was also that was also in my mind, too. Like, homie said he didn't have a black one,
but
so
I hit you the other day and said, yo, I got the black. You said, won't he do it?
That's a fact.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
But that's cool. I'm not tripping on him. I'm just saying, this is what we said we was going to do for the visual. So if you don't see it, it don't matter. If you do see it, that's why.
It doesn't matter. That's a huge...
Yeah, man. But
this will be the only one. So this will be like an Easter egg episode, which I'll never.
And now it's documented. Especially if the visual release. I'm going to keep speaking to if the visual releases. You see it. Pause. But yeah, this might be the new wave. This might be the new wave. The visual with the pod. We might drop the pod on like a Monday.
Drop the pod whenever.
Then drop the... They dropped the visual whenever after that. Dropped, whatever. Might not even drop the whole visual. Might just so drop you get 10 minutes.
A snippet.
Yeah, drop 10
I'll tell you what, that clip you sent me, that's the one, like, for whenever that run of the series starts.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So what we doing?
Yeah, I was gonna say, how you been, man? Where do you wanna do?
I just wanted to get that off my chest, the idea that people just be talking sometimes. But we know that, though, because we're people and we interact with people.
I've had some really dope experiences these past 2 weekends, man. I went to the Dessert War. Felt like some, what's the Food Network show? Station?
I wouldn't know.
That's crazy.
What's the station?
Whatever.
The Food Network?
If you've ever seen, that might be it.
I mean, that's the name of the show. I mean, that's the name of the channel.
If you've ever watched any of those cooking competition type shows, anything like that, it was pretty much like being at one of those where the people were just making everything from their homemade recipes, and it was very, very good. A lot of local people in the building. I feel like I shouted them out on the one that may or may not get issued, and I don't want to wild out, but shout out to them. You guys have some great cookies down at the Cookie Chemistry, the Baltimore. Oh, Listen.
Cause doing the same episode last week.
No, there's more to it.
Okay.
So piggybacking, I'm not going to go crazy about them, but after that, I went to the farmer's market and saw some of the people that were at the competition tie-in at the joint lined up. So I kind of knew I didn't want to fuck with them because I didn't like what y'all had at the competition.
That's cool though. That's fooled me once.
Yeah, you fooled me once. You gave me free samples. I'll be damned if I spend my money on it. But I did run into some homemade donuts. They were fire. Is it homemade if they just make up like their own flavor? Like, what does homemade really mean? Like, because I take homemade as maybe.
Don't you gotta make it from scratch?
Mm-hmm.
From scratch, by hand?
Is homemade and from scratch, are they different? Because from scratch means you getting water, sugar, like you really.
That's the thing. That's on some. Don't tell me about me. Don't tell me what you know. Like, I don't do neither, so I'm not going to speak on it. You know what I mean?
There you go.
We got to get somebody that really that's in that bag. So I'm not going to disrespect what nobody doing. If just having the dough fair. And putting the chocolate chip in there, and that's the twist.
I think it costs a little more than that. But all I had to say.
I'm saying if you want to say that's homemade, who am I to say?
That's fair.
I'm not an aficionado. I'm not a cookieologist or nothing like that.
A cookieologist. What's a cookieologist?
It's the person that studies cookies.
Expert in cookies.
Yeah, expert in cookies. You know what the ologists do? We've been learned that.
No, nothing. No, knows everything there is to know about cookies.
It's a fact. That's wild.
Cookies.
Yeah, that's wild.
Different flavors, the whole spiel. But also, I saw some plants. I'm learning more about plants, and like they have official names.
Mm.
So that might be my new twist.
You know the
forward.
Names, or you just know they have names?
No, they have names. I'm starting to learn the names of some plants.
Oh, I know plants have names.
Yeah. Like
I just don't know them. Like
there are plants that I like that I eventually want to own and have in the crib one day at some point.
Yeah.
And there are plants that have really, really funny names. Yeah, plants on, like there's a Higa Samayama maple. I know I'm butchering that.
That sound like a Pokemon.
But I want one of those joints. So I'm developing a green thumb. Is that
cute? That's what they call it, green thumb. When you're planting and growing them, yeah.
Yeah. I repotted a plant, which I never thought I would be doing. But yeah, my plant's got a new pot. So he's gonna be setting his roots and getting a new home.
And that's what life is about.
So yeah, man, I found a new level of washed.
That's fire.
What you been getting into? Outside of so with this whole Lacoste, are you back into your Lacoste? Is that gonna be a thing now?
Yeah, I've definitely started wearing it more as a result. Even though I'm not like I've been wearing that shit. I'm not gonna lie.
Got him. Okay. No, I just wanted to see what you was. I wanted to see if you was really gonna be on here. I picked back up because
I've been wearing it. I wear that like every day. Except now, like, I'm wearing the podcast tee. And then on the weekend, I might wear a t-shirt because I want to chill. But no, I'll be wearing Lacoste, man. But other than that, I mean, I don't even think I talked about how I've been in my writing bag. I've been writing some poems. I've been writing some raps.
Okay.
Yeah.
You gotta pop. Listen, I keep saying it. You gotta pop out at the speakeasy, man.
That's what I'm gonna do, though. And that's
the bring next back thing. The speakeasies.
I'm gonna tell y'all when I'm outside, and I'm gonna and come holler at me. Come holler at me on one of these showcases.
Somebody I follow on IG.
I'm gonna be
doing it often all. Performing, like singing and all that stuff. And I always say I'm gonna pop out.
I'm gonna be doing it all.
And I never do. Pause. And it always looks like it's fun.
Why wouldn't it be? You outside? You enjoying the arts? If you a creative, that's definitely your vibe. Well, it might not be your vibe. I'm sorry. Just because you a creative don't mean that's your vibe. Don't let me tell you what I don't know about you.
There you go.
Right? but as for me and mine.
So what I know.
What I know about me. Yeah, I'm going to be doing that. Because I got to get some of this creativity off.
Listen, man. I want to write a. I'm going to try to write like a pilot. A script and a whole bunch of other things just to get the. Just to get that energy off.
It's important. It's important not to let that creativity die.
Like, even if you're not going to release it for the masses or you're not looking to get... Like, it doesn't have to be the greatest thing ever. Like, if that's what you want to do, just do it. Get your... Which has been a reoccurring theme up here at this well-established podcast. Music-wise, anything tickle your fancy?
I'm doing a terrible job of keeping up with any new releases, and I want to apologize to the Beehive just off the muscle. I still have not listened to Cowboy Carter.
I'm not gonna listen to it. I ain't gonna hold you.
So that's on me. I'm gonna get to it because I know there's been. No, I'm gonna just apologize because I haven't been an active member. I haven't been doing what I should be doing, and
you hate to hear it, man.
I just want to get back right because I had. Like while we wasn't podding, we took like 4 months off podding. And I had a run in when I was on Twitter. I had a run in with a barb, and I couldn't even ask y'all to have my back. Like I didn't feel right, so I had to go to war by myself. I persevered. I'm here.
That's fair.
But
a little Twitter exchange never hurt now.
Yeah, I would have liked to hashtag Beehive get 'em, and then
they had that support.
And then we swarmed them, you know what I mean? But I ain't feel right. But no, matter of fact, I was in pocket then, so I don't know why I didn't do it. But yeah, back to the point. I haven't listened to Cowboy Carter. I ain't listening to my boy Schoolboy Q. I ain't listening to that all the way through yet.
I like that. I like that a lot. That project is very solid.
What else? I mean, that's pretty much if it dropped, I ain't listened to it. I still ain't listened to neither the Future and Metro joints.
Mm.
I haven't listened to Cole.
Mm.
Like, I'm really slagging. Like, and Cole's my guy. Cole came out and apologized before I could even listen to the music.
Oh, damn. If you ain't here, it's gone.
I mean, I heard the song. I heard that one song. But I'm such a warmonger. I'm so looking for that, I mean, that battle to pop off that I had to go run and listen to that. It's crazy that's off streaming sites now. Or streaming.
Yeah, I mean, he said he was going to do
services.
It.
Services. That's what I don't like about streaming. So everybody that has those physicals of CDs and DVDs, keep them. Because they could erase the art and you'll just never have it again.
Oh, yeah. That was a...
That's been said.
Yeah, that's it ain't nothing new.
Yeah, that's been said. But that's just even more, it's just more evident. Like,
I definitely want to get into a vinyl collection.
They say that vinyl going to cost you.
I see. I'll be looking at that.
I say it's like 30 a watt or something. I might just be making up a number, but I feel like 30 is accurate.
I'll be looking at some of like my, some of the artists that I really, really rock with and want to like go above and beyond and support.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it ain't a crazy number, but. Yeah, I say all that to say I still haven't purchased any vinyl, but I plan on a few
in that pocket.
That's a nice, and it's a nice little piece to have in the background on some, I'm a music guy, I'm a music collector.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good. It's a nice look in the room. It's like having a nice, what you call them tables? Coffee tables?
A coffee table?
A nice coffee table.
Yeah, you gotta have some coffee table books.
Yeah, you gotta have a nice coffee table book. So you got coffee table money.
You know what's going to be very funny about the podcast and I guess adding a visual? It's going to be the stuff that you're doing that you don't realize you're doing. And you're going to have to adapt to that Or not. Like, or you could just...
Listen, what you get is what you get. Now, once things start to, you know, I guess take off, some things may change, but right now it is what it is. Ah, that's going to be a...
I should have put more pops on the table. Speaking of pops, we...
Got them limited editions.
Looked up the Create Your Own joints. Yeah, so you might be seeing that on the pod soon enough. But right now, I got my boy Corey of Boy Meets World fame, because that's my freaking guy.
The page has been... I think I scrubbed most of the IG page. I'm going to work on being a little more focused with the content that comes off of that page. And being more active, because that's part of what goes into this.
Yeah, if we don't care, why would y'all care, right? If we're not putting in the effort, why should you put in effort? But with this, with the YouTube, with the visual, that we got to get back to it. We got to get to the like, subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Talk to them.
Follow.
Yep.
Definitely, because we need them reminders.
Notifications.
Yep, get them notifications on. Yeah. Make us a part of your normal view, whether that's in the morning, afternoon.
They say, but Black Dynamite, y'all don't drop with some...
Hey, if we see that y'all liking it,
so that's
we going to make sure we dropping them, for sure. We might just pop up on a Tuesday and just pop in for 5 minutes. A five-minute
episode, just to check in on you. How you?
Let's say, how you?
Hey, how you? How you doing? Everything all right? Everything good on your end?
Bet.
Because I haven't heard from you in quite some time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, since you and I last spoke in person,
mm-hmm.
Your man dropped a AI version. I don't know. I don't know what it is, man.
He dropped the AI disc.
Yeah. With him.
Snoop
and Pac. And Snoop, that's weird.
What, the fact that Snoop and Pac are on the song together?
I don't get the, I don't get it.
You see that he dropped the version where there's no AI?
Nah.
Matter of fact, scratch that. He didn't drop the version where there's no AI. Academics dropped a version using Drake AI.
Yeah, it's too much AI.
To AI the Snoop, the Drake AI of the Snoop and Pac AI. So now the song, there's a version where it's just all Drake voice, but this is AI, the first two verses.
If I wanted to get into a conspiracy bag, I would say this is the machine's way of seeing how much of this AI we gonna let rock.
This is the machine's way of saying this is how much we don't need y'all.
Yep. I don't get it.
But that's going to be up to the consumer. That's going to be up to the consumer to denounce and turn their nose up. They're like, nah, we don't want this.
I mean, you ain't going to know.
Shit. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, no, granted, that sounded like you could tell there was a different, like you could tell there was something was going on. But like with the Kendrick joint, that was AI. That fooled me.
They saying that's AI. And if that's AI, that's the only AI that's fooled me to this point, because everything else I've heard this AI, I've identified. And maybe I just haven't heard the best AI thus far.
But again, and even that seems like that's coming from homie side of the camp on some, I'm going to just keep throwing everything out there until, so by the time you do respond with whatever you respond with, I done watered down everything. So now we questioning what it is. And I don't think that's going
to
be enough.
They say all's fair in love and war. That's why people go to war for love.
That's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is I don't think that's enough. And whenever Kendrick does officially respond, it's going to be spooky outside.
Maybe. Maybe. Who knows? Well, I mean, it's supposed to be. That's the idea. That's what we're thinking. Like that's what he wants us to think. He's supposed to be the boogeyman. The boogeyman.
I think when he pops back out, it's going to get, oh, okay. I do like the fact that he's keeping that same energy, though. Like, he's on his neck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, you got time. You ain't over there with them no more, so you can't use that. Like, respond and come outside and play.
I find it interesting that not everybody, but I've seen people pointing out on, like, forums I'm on, why wasn't you on this with Push?
Push the T.
But I feel like, and I don't think Drake was bluffing. I feel like it was just stated that was going to go too far, potentially. based upon the whole Mob Ties and Jay Prince and whatever that involvement was.
Like, yeah, you talking too crazy.
Because there was a song, allegedly, and he was talking crazy, or so it's reported, but I can't see how a song could be made in this day and age and not get released. But he is Drake, so he, I'm sure he knows everybody that's in the studio, everybody that's around during that process. So,
yeah, no, you're not, nah, we're not doing this. Yeah. And it can't, this can't. But either way, to be barking like, to be barking how he is and not respond to anything Push put out there, I guess I get it, because.
But then, at the
but if I'm Pusha T, Pusha T could pop back out and just make it really uncomfortable for him.
But they saying Pusha T is on the, I don't know if you heard.
He got a mixtape that was supposed to be dropping.
I don't know if you heard it, but Kanye dropped the verse on Like That, and he took some shots at Drake and Cole. Minimal shots, but shots nonetheless.
I ain't like it.
And they saying Pusha T is on the Like That remix too, potentially.
All right, man.
And the thing about that is, all right, if we want to penalize Drake for not coming back at Pusha, why Pusha ain't say nothing to Jim? Jim Jones been waiting on him for over a year at this point.
Jim Jones. Oh, yeah, Jim, because Jim popped out after the award show. Jim
after, was on his ass. The fashion show. He popped out in Harlem.
Jim was rapping on his ass crazy.
Yeah. So it could be a case of, I only rap for this tier of rappers.
Everybody just picking and choosing when they want to come outside.
And it's like Drake not replying to Rick Ross. And Rick.
And Ross is putting. But I feel like in that instance, it's like, all right, we kind of, like, he know. Like, he was around. Like, if he get to talking about ghostwriting and all that, that can really, because ultimately, I think that's what's going to be the damaging thing on Drake's armor when it comes to this whole back and forth, is no matter what, you got that on, like, there's reference tracks, all that. Even if that exists for anybody else, it's out there for you, and yeah, but I mean, he addressed it, so it's kind of...
That's already mentioned, that's already alluded to. That's like beating a dead horse.
Yeah, but when you look at how he's been releasing these responses, it's like, yo, you make it really easy to beat this dead horse on some... How you dissing me, you using the ghostwriter, and you're using the ghost of someone to diss me. Like, that's nuts.
But the most important thing...
Because that's all I do is just make it look like, all right, whatever, this, I don't even know if this is you.
The most important thing about a diss track isn't necessarily what's true. It's about, do people care about what you're saying?
That's true.
So, since this has already been said and people... You know what I mean? We've already been there. Do we care any more now than we care before? And not we, as in me and you, but as in the masses. Like
when it first hit, it was like, oh, it was a big shock. And then, like, now it's like, all right, yo, he got a ghostwriter. So what? I'll rap him in his ghostwriter. But that's a approach that somebody, I feel like Kendrick could like really run with on some. See, I know I'm battling you in your camp, and I'm really nicer than all of y'all, so stop playing with me.
Say, the thing is, there's videos of people vouching, videos and interviews of people vouching for Drake's writing process. Like,
oh, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying like everything behind him isn't.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I know you're not saying
that. And I think
that
what he's doing now is clearly him, like, okay, you want to play.
That's what
I'm really
saying.
Sitting down, and I'm getting right at you. I'm going straight to
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's
I'm
why
saying,
he's able to pump them out. So
I'm saying, yeah, I got writers, but I'm writing this shit about you.
I'm on
your
ass. This is me, and I want you to know.
Exactly.
And I like that he's presenting it that way.
So at that point, that shit don't matter. Because when it matters, I could write, like...
So yeah, all right, cool.
When I just be chilling. Like, I'd be having fun. I'd be trying to get other people some bread, like, whatever. But when it come down to it, like, I'm going to write the shit that needs to be written.
Yeah. And what's crazy about this is, like, everybody pulls the all the Kendrick clips where he's like kind of predicting how all this plays out, but you can kind of do the same shit with Drake, because I've been bumping 4 p.m. in Calabasas all crazy,
mm-hmm.
and like he's literally shouting out like, "Yo, I drew for you and Rocky to go on tour with me." Like he was trying to make all the right decisions, only for shit to still end up where people turned on him and all that other stuff. Not saying that folks have necessarily turned on him, although it does look that way, because mm-hmm. once this dropped, everybody kind of came out the woodwork like, yeah, we don't. So that part, there might be more to it from that end, like why everybody kind of jumped out like, all right, yeah, now is the time, which I'm not a huge fan of. But I like the feeling. I like the... I'm dropping... Pause. You right. I'm bugged out.
Hey, yo.
I do like the idea of rapping... I'm in the booth. I'm on your back. Like, we rapping and rap now. I'm like, that
too. I said, I'm in the booth. I'm on your back. I'm on your back. And you in the booth. That's crazy. We're not going to get you crazy with the pause, but I mean, if you talking crazy like that, we got to address it.
My fault. My humblest of apologies.
Appreciate it. That's for you to listen.
Kendrick got to go to, I would like Kendrick to go to Funk Flex or send it to Flex. Let Flex drop bombs all over it. Let's get to that. Let's bring that era back.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, because Drake, he kind of did it with his. Because Drake had the Who Kid. That's the slight Who Kid intro.
I mean, you know what it is.
Only thing missing was, God damn. That would have took it all the way. But
God damn. But just having a Who Kid.
That made you want to listen to some Who Kid, to some OG unit mix.
I immediately went back to the, between the Rockefeller locks when they was going back at it, and then Kiss when he went crazy at the verses. Like, yeah, this has a chance to do something that we haven't seen in quite some time. I just would like to see.
I like it for hip hop, for everybody.
Yeah, as long as it don't get crazy. Like, we don't have to get crazy.
We never have to get crazy.
It never has to get crazy. However,
there it is.
It never has to get crazy.
Okay, thank you.
I think that's why Cole backed out, just on the strength of, I don't want to see this get. And kind of where it was headed. Like, I'm not a fan of whatever Ross is doing with the rich off. Like, we crazy. Like, my mansion is 80 mil. Your mansion only 25 mil. Like, I'm good on that.
But Rick Ross, he's from a different era, though, of this battle shit. Like, that's why the battle or beef, whatever you want to call it, with him and 50 was so crazy. Because, like, they're in the same pocket.
They were wilding.
Like, they was doing, every day they was doing different skits or YouTube videos. Like,
yeah, they was bugging out.
That was a different level of rap beef. And that was a 50.
But, I mean, Drake kind of had some of that. He put he sent the drummers to Magic City. Did you see that?
No, actually sent actual drummers.
Yeah, like, there was like a, I can't remember the school's marching band, but like they're out in front of Magic City beating on drum, like putting on a performance.
Oh, that's dope.
It's like, that's funny. That's fun petty beef. That's fun petty shit. Like,
that's what you want. That's entertaining.
I'm gonna have entertainment. This is a look for them. You know what I mean?
That's the era rap I'm from. Cam, Rick Ross, 50, as far as being like super fucking petty.
The Mike DeLee later has a crazy joint with
Oh yeah, I heard that. The I'm ready. I'm ready 2024. Yeah.
Cole might have to pop back out too. I know you said he wasn't, you know what I mean? But I feel like he opened the floodgates for a lot of rappers to jump out there and play with his name. And I feel like one of them, he just has to choose one, make an example, and then get back to like, yo, I get it. I get why you think it's a thing, but I'm still nice. I'm still a nice-ass rapper. I just chose not to go get into this because this ain't really my bag, but I'm really still one of the nicest to do this shit.
I mean, he's still got to pop back out for the fall off. Not that anything pertaining to this beef has to be a part of that rollout or anything like that, but yeah, I mean, he can't just disappear into oblivion. Like, he got to come back out for that.
Fall off might be crazy.
Gotta be.
Fall off might go... Gotta and not be. For nothing, the Mike DeLee later sounded like that was a chill's drink.
Yeah.
With the 7-minute drill.
I heard people was going, at least barbershop talk, you know, folks love to talk about the barbershop. People in the barbershop was going crazy over the Cole project. What's it called? Mike DeLee later. It was going crazy off Mike DeLee later. But
it was barking.
Even with the name of Mike DeLee later, was it always his intention to drop that song and then delete it later?
I mean, at that point, you just got to give him a kudos for his creative,
He knew
his
like
creative foresight.
I don't think that's not like happenstance. That's not a coincidence. Cause what are you gonna delete later? Why? But that's what the kids be saying. Oh, post this,
yeah,
might delete later.
Felt cute. I mean, yeah. But that's what he did. He felt cute.
Felt cute and might delete
felt
later.
Felt cute. Jumped out there and was like, I'm gonna delete.
So
that.
Technically, he ain't lying.
Yeah, he ain't lying to you. I don't know why y'all mad.
And then he told you. He could have just deleted it, but he came out.
He came out and was like, yo, that was heavy on my spirit. I ain't like it. I just would have liked to see them actually go.
I don't know. That might be genius level artistry, creativity. I like when the creativity
That's why I think Kendrick is going to really make shit uncomfortable.
I like when it goes out into the world.
Because that gentleman gets into...
Where it's not just on the track, it's your life. You're living creatively. Like, you're like, okay, boom, I'm thinking, I'm going to drop this.
That's why I'm out here buying flowers and whatnot, man. There diversifying my... Opening up a new level of creativity.
They say you got to open that third eye, man. That's what they say you got to do.
Yeah. What is it? It's something in the... What is it? It's something in the toothpaste that closes the third eye?
Yeah. Fluoride. Fluoride closed the third eye.
Gotta be careful.
Yep. And the government's dumping fluoride in the water, so you gotta be super careful. Fluoride was never meant to be in your system like that. But we don't even gotta talk about that, honestly, because that's scary, and it's nothing you could do about it. So we could just keep living...
Keep fucking with that fluoride.
No, we just keep living and turning our eye, like, acting like we don't know what's going on, and pretend like there's shit that's more important than that.
It is, man.
Yeah.
NBA playoffs is more important than
that's
that.
That's a fact. I mean, yes. Especially this money I'm betting on the playoffs is definitely more important.
I think I'm... No, I ain't even gonna lie. That's a nasty lie to say. I'm chilling on betting.
Betting's
gonna pick up in these playoffs.
Betting's crazy.
And this is where we would insert our promo code
for
DraftKings,
Underdog, FanDuel, Fantasy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Use code Bear With Me to earn additional whatever on your bingo. And that's how that.
Damn. Shit, speaking of betting.
Mm-hmm.
The homie, was it Jonte? Jonte Porter done fucked this off.
Banding.
Banned. What was he? Toronto Raptors. Like a little role player, NBA player nonetheless, busting down a crazy check though, right? Homie got caught up because he playing it too close. He was telling the people, was like, man.
Yeah, I'm chilling tonight.
I'm chilling. I'm out with a stuffy nose tonight. You know what I mean?
Take the under.
I ain't so really cuz I'm checking like for 2 minutes, say, oh, I got a headache. And then now he done gave you he done gave you 3 points and you done took a 4 point under.
Mm.
And he got caught. Well, I'm not gonna say he got caught, this ain't it, but this definitely part of the reason he got caught. Somebody took a ticket with him straight unders, bet 80,000 and won 1.1 million.
Come on, dog.
But they froze cause account because they was like, nope. They called the NBA.
Hey, yo, get my man?
Yep.
Nah, get this kid.
FanDuel called the NBA immediately, said, look into this person.
They put 80 bands on him to not do nothing tonight. He did 80 bands.
They put 80 bands on him not to score 4 points, not to get 3 rebounds.
What's his contract worth? Nah. Come here.
Impossible.
That's reckless.
Not 80 bands, bro. Ain't nobody that crazy with the money.
80 bands.
I mean, the people that have that type of money to bet, don't bet. Not like that. Nobody bets like that. Not even Michael Jordan.
All unders?
All unders. Him.
Just him. So ain't nobody gonna notice this ticket. Bink, 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 bink.
That's great. The 80 bands for 1.1 million.
Man, they trace cuz account and got... That's also a sign they always watching, man.
They say he made like 2 mil. Now we get in the pocket watch talk. Say he made 2 mil in his NBA career, right? Watch. 21,000 in betting. That's fire, 21,000. But you don't fucked off your potential future NBA earnings, mm-hmm. which would have been far more than 21,000.
Yeah, even and on you a bad banned day. From the NBA.
You banned.
And I know you could have been low about that. Like, you ain't had to bet 80, but you could have bet 50.
And what that do is that opens up everybody else is out there doing it because other brothers doing it.
Oh, yeah. That ain't the first. What's going to really hurt is when, you know what I mean, your favorite start taking them unders.
Yep, that's a bull. That's a bull knowing his under is 5 assists.
I'm chilling tonight.
And that's him passing the ball, the homie he passed it to, over dribbling crazy.
Yeah, I know he ain't going, you know what I mean?
That's his man. His man over dribbling crazy because you don't want that assist.
We done talked about this in the locker room. Hey, look, just, you know what I mean? I'm looking for you, but you got to, you know, get a little creative.
Yep.
Take
your time. That's crazy, though. And this is what you betting on. This is what I'm losing my money on.
I bet everything. I bet the house. Faithfully. Bet the house. I will tell you, I hit a bet, though. I hit a bet and didn't know I hit.
That's wonderful.
Opened up the account. We're running straight up to the wife. Yo, we lit.
And
bing bong.
On the flip side of that, I didn't hit a bet and I knew about it.
Mm.
I didn't hit, and I knew I didn't hit, because I like to watch. Pause. You know what I mean? Pause. When a bet is getting close to almost hitting.
But I like to hit.
No. I didn't hit, and I knew I didn't hit.
But you like to watch.
I like to watch. When I think I'm about to hit, I like to watch.
That's fair.
Yeah, but.
That's definitely fair. Oh, man.
But
sorry,
that means I also get to see. Damn, I get to see why I didn't hit the bet.
Yo, that needs to. That's a study. Study why I didn't hit. Why you didn't hit? What did you? You had everything lined up perfectly to hit. Why you ain't hit?
Oh, we not talking about bets no more.
I'm asking a question.
Oh, well, for this specific bet, I didn't hit because D'Angelo Russell had a very bad shooting
night. There we go. Speak on why you didn't hit.
He had a very bad shooting night. He took the shots, and that's why I'm not mad at a bet. I'm not mad in a...
Can't be mad at a bet that don't hit when the effort was there.
When the effort was there, because you can't control. I've been out, and I haven't been able to hit a shot. Okay. I mean, I'm not D'Angelo Russell, but I've certainly played basketball, not been able to hit a shot, not been able to get a rebound.
What if we need to do a skit of betting on recreational players.
Betting like, on the Volo.
I'm going to pull up to like the homies. The homies got the hooping spot that they go to every which and gone. I'm going to pull up with only intent on the only purpose is to bet on their over under. Like, yo, look, here go your line. Cause y'all be talking crazy about NBA people. So in a pickup game, you should be like, I know you, should be able to do this in a pickup game.
That's even crazier though. In a game to 13,
you're not gonna cover. You're not gonna cover. How many points you think you can score in a game to 13?
Depends on the team.
Nah.
Depends on the team.
No. How many points can you score in a game to 13?
It really depends on the team. All right, man. It depends. I've played games where I've scored.
Hey, we talk to him. That's what I'm saying, because that leads to my point.
I've had a game where I scored 10.
I know. That leads to my point. But so how many points do you... So if the game going 13, two. How many points?
Two.
That's crazy. That's absolute... No, that doesn't... No.
Two, because I'm not... More than likely, I'm not needed to score.
Nah, we're not doing
I'm
going to
say
that.
Two.
Two?
Two so points.
You're plus...
And four rebounds.
So what?
Three.
That's minus 120. Nah, 2 points, that's minus one. That's minus 110.
Shit.
Actually, that's like minus 1,300. There's no point
in
making
that. I ain't hooped in 2 years. You got to add that into the equation. 2 points, maybe.
Nah.
Bet the under.
I'm not doing that. I'm saying, for me, game to 13, to make the bet interesting, to make the bet worth your while, take me for like...
Yeah, for me, it really depends.
Cause I'm taking shots. I'm getting shots up. Like, I'm being aggressive.
I might not take shots. I might not be aggressive.
Nah, fuck that.
It depends on who's on the team. It depends on what the team wants me to do.
It don't matter who on my team. You could probably pencil me in a game of 13. You could pencil me in four. I'll say four.
It depends on what my team wants me to do.
You could take 4.5 is risky. That's where the favor. That's where the odds get crazy in your favor. Cause I might get hot. And I could get you 6 points. But, okay. You know what I mean? You can pencil me in for at least a rebound. I take a lot of bad, ill-advised three-pointers. So if we playing ones and twos, I'm definitely covering that number.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely playing ones and twos.
Oh, well, yeah, easily. That's what I'm saying. He's talking about two for you. That's nuts. You shoot corner threes.
Yeah, I don't make them, though.
All right, fair enough.
Depending on the day.
But, yeah, we got to do that. I'm going to set up the... Just a regular. I'm going to go live and record the footage and be like, yep, see? You was cussing that man out. And you couldn't do that. And the game was the 13.
But this is what we know, though. But we got 80, well, let me say 60, 50, 50 to 60 games of research to see that this man...
Can do this?
Can do this. Do it. He can do this. Why are you not doing this on this stage where it matters the most? Because this is what I've been waiting for.
Because you bet.
We've been cutting you slack all season saying, oh, but when the playoffs come and it's every game.
You bet.
That's true. That I know it's because I bet for sure.
You bet. You bet the number. That's nuts.
My money means nothing to you guys.
You made the bet and that's what happened.
That's a fact though.
But I mean, well, we're here. Playoffs, who you like. First round. So we got... A couple games have already happened by this point. which I'm not even tripping off those because that's pretty much how that series is going to play out in my mind. But any upsets in the first round, not on some pick every game, but anything you think is going to be a...
They got Dallas as the favorite. I like the Clippers to upset them, but I don't really view that as an upset. I guess you just got to pick somebody as the favorite. Even though Luka gives the Clippers hell, the Clippers have been a team to beat this season, so I don't know.
I did pick Dallas to win the championship.
That's not a bad bet, though. That's what betting is.
I bet Dallas to win the championship on some. But I think I got them getting past. I picked them to get past the Clippers also. I got, for some reason, the Timberwolves beating the Suns seems like an upset because of who the Suns have. But it's not really an upset because the Timberwolves have been getting busy.
I definitely picked the Suns to win that first game because they beat them. They swept them in the season. But again, that goes back to the season being different. And also players missing and all that type of stuff you got to take into account. Because I want to say Cat was out for... Say
Carl Anthony Towns is back and they look a little scary.
The vast majority of that. But they have the team. Like, that's what it's supposed to be. Like, because initially the Gobert and Cat shit wasn't supposed to work because that's too many people occupying the same space. But hey, they'll figure it out.
They letting Ant-Man cook up.
Yep.
Let's see. East, Giannis, I feel like they need to let him chill.
Oh, yeah, he's out for weeks. Yeah,
no, they need to shut him down. We just saw this movie.
But we talking about... Okay, so we going team to team talking. Celtics out the East, unfortunately.
I don't think they're going to make it out.
Who beating them?
Shit, I got them. Never mind.
I would say Miami beating them. But no. Miami ain't got Jimmy Butler. They not going to go down without a fight.
Once they lost Jimmy... They lost that series.
They're not going to go down without a fight.
But they might fight, but they might fight. It might be a 5-1.
They're not going to have enough offense.
Or 4-1. This is a 5-game series.
They're not going to have enough offense.
That's how that fight is. That fight's going to go for 5 games, and then it's over with. I don't think Dame should get back. Dame in Indiana.
Knicks are tough right now.
I can see the Knicks doing something. And
they got their team back. They just got OG back.
Oh, and what you going? Bull hurt again.
Only person not coming back is Randle, though.
And Embiid hurt again.
Now he back. He got hurt in the game, but then he came back and continued to get busy. Now, I don't know what that looks like for the rest of the series, but...
But first round, the Bucks might get... If Dame don't get past Indiana, I'm going to be a little upset.
They got swept during the season by Indiana.
I'm going to be upset.
And that's in there. That's their division. I'm going to say they lost 4 games to them.
Yeah.
Or they might have lost 5 because I think they played in the...
Playing,
yeah.
They have their number, yep. If you will.
The play-in tournament. That's tough. Well, the in-season tournament. In-season tournament.
Not give the people a can't-miss bet. If you, for the bettors, this is your the can't-miss bet segment.
Nope.
Damn. Nope. I tried to get them to... You know what I mean? Nope.
Won't be on my... won't be on my line talking about that.
WNBA draft went down.
Caitlin Clark
went number one overall. Mm-hmm. Angel Reese went like 7.
7, yeah.
Her and Cardoza, that's been like the real fire thing that they went from battling like right next door to now their teammates.
Yep, I caught wind of that.
The energy behind it.
They're saying WNBA back.
Yeah. This class looks like it's setting up, and then you still got... it's another group of kids coming in right behind them next year. So this looks like the time to get the momentum going. Had that snowball effect.
They're saying it's that Magic Bird
mm-hmm.
era of the WNBA.
That's fire. I like that. I like that. It's things are looking up.
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at it at all. Shout out to the ladies. I think, did we talk about the offer to Caitlin Clark, $5 million offer from the Big Three?
Nah, we didn't talk about that. That's kind of crazy.
That's, man, she should take that. She should take that.
You think so?
I don't think it's a real offer. I feel like if it is a real offer, there's a whole lot of stipulation and tie-ins to it. But if that's a valid offer and all she got to do is show up and play the 6-8 games, whatever's the Big Three, prior to the WNBA season, absolutely cash out. Take that. Because it don't interfere with the WNBA season. But I feel like there's that's where business kind of interferes, because the NBA seems kind of hell-bent on not showing any love to the big three. And the WNBA is a subsidiary of the NBA. So they wouldn't want the big three to get that first look at Caitlin Clark.
As exactly, opposed to, the WNBA as opposed getting to the first look. Because, so the business is definitely going to get in the way of that. Yeah,
so that's a wrap. But if there was no business ties, there was no issues, and that was a valid offer, no reason not to take that $5 million. That's a gift horse in the mouth, and we've talked about that before.
Folks love to look at a gift horse in the mouth.
They do.
Say, is this a... Come here. I said, nah, don't do that.
Why are you investigating the horse so crazy? It's a gift.
Don't gift me no fucking horse. Let's start there.
That's what they say.
Anything else? Anything pressing?
There's always something else. But do we gotta talk about it? No.
Not really.
Nope.
But hey, this will be the first.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah.
If not, it'll air. You'll see some clips of it. So pardon my awkwardness if there's any awkward video.
So you want like wave to the camera?
Yeah, all right. Bye, God. Like, I'm pretty sure it's not none of that shit.
That's not, no. I ain't never seen nobody do that on a podcast.
Nope. But they do shout the YouTube viewership out.
We ain't got no YouTube viewers yet. Okay. But shout out to the future YouTube viewers.
Keep tuning in.
Keep subscribing. Keep, and definitely post the videos. Like, because everybody, because like the thought is people like the visual. So if it's the visual that's been the issue, just the visual, post this. Shout out to everybody that's been rocking with us, listening to the audio. Shout out to everybody that run down on me and say, yo, when the next pod.
Shout out to those who tuned into the live. I appreciate you. My phone died too. So if you were one of those who just came in and it looked like I cut it off, I wasn't being on some nut shit. Like, oh, not you.
It just. Oh, yeah, and then if you watch the YouTube, if you watch the video, you will see exactly what happened.
And you'll see me clearly fumbling with shit, that's the beauty of it, the fourth wall. We just getting started, man.
All right,
so. We back, though. If you take nothing away from this, take that back, that we're back.
And for all I know, the camera died, so some of this is not even being captured. But if it is, this would be even funnier. So... just another episode. This podcast kind of banging. Till the next time.